And with that, we welcome you back into SRP Park, home of the Green Jackets since 2018. And after a two-week long road trip, Augusta more than happy to be back home in the friendly confines. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. Here on the 25th of June, the first of 12 games in 12 days for both of these teams, with minor league baseball changing up the usual scheduling due to the 4th of July restrictions. There's going to be a lot of players having to dig deep. This is the start of a lot of baseball in the hottest time of the year in the Carolina League. Charleston coming off a series against Lynchburg where their offense was fantastic and the bullpen less so. Charleston's lineup, Carlos Colmenares, has been red hot over the last few weeks. He leads off and is the DH. Adrian Santana short, Angel Mateo center, and John Diaz in left, 2-3-4. Enderson Delgado behind the plate, his first look at the Green Jackets. Wu Xin at first, hitting sixth. Noah Myers in right, Ricardo Gonzalez at second, and Odalis Paguero at third, 7-8-9 for second-year skipper Sean Smedley. On the mound for the Green Jackets, making his first start at the single-A level and appearance number 14 on the season, is Adel Delaney, 23-year-old right-hander, born and raised in Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic, has a 3.52 ERA, 4-1 his record, did make three starts last year in the Florida Complex League, and Delaney will try to stretch himself out. 34 strikeouts to just 13 walks and 30 2/3. Opponents hitting 219 against the soft-tossing right-hander. Delaney fastball, slider, and changeup. His fastball has some natural cut to it that will usually sit 87-88. He's able to get it in on the hands of lefties very well, and this is a lineup that has three left-handed hitters, four switch hitters, and just two righties. Delaney last threw against the Salem Red Sox 7 days ago. He has been up to four innings out of the bullpen this year, and if he can give Winston Sawyer three or four to start this week, the Green Jackets will be more than happy with that performance. Scorching hot as it's going to be all week here in North Augusta, 97 and sunny at first pitch. And on a Tuesday to start the second meeting of the season between these two sides, after Charleston took 3 of 5 in the first, Delaney ready to come home to Carlos Colmenares, and he begins the ballgame with an 88-mile-per-hour fastball on the outside corner. 7:06 first pitch, so just a minute later than we promised you. Colmenares from the left side hitting 199 on the season. He sees a fastball upstairs, evening the count. Lefties hitting 167 against Delaney. Righties 258. Third baseman McGee even with the bag, protecting the bunt. Charleston arguably the fastest team up and down the lineup in all of single A. Colmenares out in front of that cut fastball, 1-2. Delaney will feature his slider that tunnels well with the fastball and occasionally a changeup, especially against left-handed hitters. Colmenares widens out in the left-handed box. Delaney from the stretch. Breaking ball misses outside. There's the slider for the first time. Delaney leaving it out. He's at his best when he comes in on the hands of left-handed hitters and then has the breaking ball diving out of the zone, enticing righties to chase. Infield playing Colmenares to pull. 2-2. Breaking ball misses outside. Count runs full. Colmenares fast as can be. Not a man you want to leave on freely, but he does have plenty of swing and miss. 74 strikeouts to 36 walks this season. Full count on the leadoff hitter to begin the day for Delaney, and it's tipped off the body of Jacob Godman. Couldn't quite squeeze the foul tip, and that one caught a good piece of him. Both teams a little bit under the weather and a little bit battered and bruised. Green Jackets saw Isaiah Drake leave the ballgame on Sunday in Salem in the second with calf tightness. He's fine and playing center field today. P.O. Boucher is still day-to-day after running headlong into the fence for a phenomenal catch on Wednesday's ballgame. Pitch number 7 to open up the contest to Colmenares. Delaney delivers, and it's fouled straight back. Challenge fastball down the center. Colmenares lunging out slightly, but he stays alive. And against a reliever-turned-starter who's not exactly used to having this role, getting an early long AB means a little bit extra. Fastball misses high, ball four, just above the lettering of Coleman Ares, and he's on with a leadoff walk. Green Jacket defense, Cade Kern in left, Isaiah Drake in center, and Noah Williams in right. Cam McGee at third, Lakehair Figueroa short, Luis Sanchez at second, and Wilver Dung at first around the infield. Jacob Godman catching today. He continues to rotate one day on, one day off with Harry Owen behind the dish. Adrian Santana now in from the left side. First pitch cutter on the outside corner. Santana switch hitting shortstop, 215 on the season. Coming off a very good week like so many River Dogs are. It wasn't always the wins they wanted to see against Lynchburg, but a much better offensive performance than in games past for Charleston. Back-to-back cutters on the outside corner. Quickly 0-2 on Santana. River Dogs put up a season-high 14 runs twice against the Hillcats and lost both of those ball games. 0-2, runner starts and stops, and Santana waves through the breaking ball. Back foot slider had Santana fooled. He's retired on three straight pitches for the first out and first strikeout of Delaney's evening. A look at the two-man umpiring crew. Frank Jones is behind the plate. Jared Neal out in the field. First time we've had either of those gentlemen this season. And, of course, the two will rotate game by game. Angel Mateo, the first righty to face Delaney. Coleman Ares had a sizable lead, and Delaney will check on him. That's one thing Delaney will need to work on in this ballgame. Charleston ran rampant all over every pitcher-catcher combination the Green Jackets put out last time these two teams saw each other. Mateo pops the slider. Straight back behind home plate. Godman gives chase, but it's a few rows too deep for him to get there. Delaney has gotten in front and ahead of all three men he's faced. Angel Mateo, 247 on the year. Six home runs on the campaign. That's a team high among active players for the River Dogs. Coleman Ares shuffling off of first. Delaney from the first base side of the rubber. Spins the cut. Fastball wide, 1-1. Mateo 6-for-19 last week against Lynchburg with a homer and five walks drawn. Charleston on base quite a bit and had four home runs in six games, the most they've had in a week this season. Mateo fouls the fastball away. 1-2. Fastball heavy diet for Delaney. He's 87-89. That's where he'll live, especially when the ball has cut. When he gets up around 90 or 91, which he's shown once this season, ball flattens out just a tad. So he's at his best in the upper 80s. Delaney's 1-2 pitch. Slider, strike three, swinging. Back-to-back batters retired with that breaking ball. Three batters in. Delaney has not allowed a man to reach base other than the walk Coleman Ares, and he has not allowed a ball put in play to any of these three hitters. Coleman Ares remaining at first. Has bench coach Ronnie Richardson in his ear, giving him the signs and the signals. John Diaz, the cleanup man, steps in. First pitch swinging, as three of the four batters have been. He tips it foul out in front of the cut fastball. Diaz was not on the roster when these two teams saw each other the first week of May. Hitting 238 with a homer and five RBIs so far this season, Diaz has played just 11 games. Delaney looking to work around the leadoff walk to Coleman Ares. Post a zero in his first inning of his first start. Off-speed misses low. Godman going down to both knees to make sure it stayed in front. Short hopping into the mitt cleanly. So a catch rather than a block. It's 1-1. Coleman Ares, 12 of 16 stealing bases this season. Extends his lead just a little bit further with two outs. 1-1 is ripped foul down the first base line. And that went right in towards the Charleston dugout. You hope everyone's okay. Scary situation with that one going right into the opening and a handful of players having to dive for cover. 1-2 on Diaz. Delaney trying to retire then three straight batters. Slider, he does. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff walk, all with that breaking pitch. And Delaney's first start in 14 months is off to a splendid start. Green Jackets will face the right-hander Enger Garcia in his third start of the season when we return to SRP Park.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adel Delaney able to post a zero in his first inning of work. Green Jacket lineup, Isaiah Drake leading off, Luis Sanchez and the red-hot Will Verdung behind him. Jeremy Celedonio cleaning up at the DH spot. Cam McGee fifth and third. Cade Kern in left, Noah Williams in right, Jacob Godman catching, and Lakehair Figueroa behind the dish against the right-hander Engert Garcia. Signed last year out of Santo Domingo. Time is called as there was an issue with something on the field. Everybody's still getting back to their position amongst the infielders. That will have Drake digging in against Garcia. Fastball, curveball, changer, slider, and sinker. So a five-pitch mix for Garcia. First pitch to Isaiah Drake is fouled straight back over the netting and onto the sweet level. Drake hitting 170 on the season, but around 250 in the month of June, having his best professional month so far. Garcia, the right-hander from the windup. Misses high, 1-1 at 95. Garcia will sit in the mid-90s, can reach back for 97, 98 when he really needs to. Converted reliever, had 13 straight bullpen appearances before starting three straight ball games. Drake late on the fastball and throttles it foul. Got good wood on the heater, but was just a bit behind. 1-2 on the young center fielder, still just 18 years of age. Drake chokes up slightly deep in the left-handed box. And he's down swinging on the breaking ball. Slider came rustling back to the outside corner. Drake waves at it and misses. And Garcia begins his night with a strikeout. Garcia has gone 9 innings in his last 2 starts combined. 6 hits, just 1 run with 16 strikeouts. For a man who had just over a strikeout an inning and less than a K per inning when he was a reliever, it's been impressive to see what he's been able to do. Getting that starting nod, Luis Sanchez takes a first pitch fastball high. Sanchez, one of a handful of Green Jacket hitters, coming off a bit of a rough week last time out against Salem. 1-for-21, team leader in games played. Has seen his average dip below 200 for the first time since April. He fouls back the cutter to even up the count. Just 3 strikeouts in those 21 ABs for Sanchez. So swing and a miss was not a huge issue. 1-1 softly hit to first. On the ground for Wu Shin, he'll flip it to Garcia, 2 up, 2 down. And that's been the problem. It's weak contact rather than missing the baseball outright. Quick 2 outs for Garcia. River Dog defense, Diaz, Mateo, and Noah Myers left to right in the outfield. Adalys Baguero and Wu Shin on the corners. Adrian Santana and the second baseman Ricardo Gonzalez up the middle with Anderson Delgado behind the dish. Will Verdung back at home after a 2 phenomenal weeks in Virginia. He takes a first pitch, fastball down the center, strike 1. Verdung hitting just shy of 340 in the month of June. On base percentage is up over 450. Continues to draw walks at an astounding rate. He takes a slider in the dirt, 1-1. Verdung has reached base in a career-high 19 consecutive ball games in the month of June. Trying to extend the first inning against Garcia. Pitch finds the inside corner. Quickly 1-2. Garcia working fast, using primarily fastball and slider. After Delaney struck out three and did not allow a hit in the top of the first, Garcia trying to match his output. 1-2. Fastball is at eye level and taken by Verdung. Up to 97. That's the hardest pitch of the evening so far. 24-year-old Wright-Hay ready to come home. 2-2 pitch. Late on the fastball, and Verdung's down swinging. A 1-2-3 inning for Engert Garcia. Bookends it with a pair of punch-outs. And Delaney going back to work in the second in a scoreless and hitless ball game through one.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Neither side recording a hit in the first. Delaney and Garcia looking smooth early. Adele Delaney allowing a leadoff walk on an 8-pitch at bat to Carlos Colmenares, but following that, striking out Santana, Mateo, and Diaz in quick succession. We apologize for whatever that sound was that came through. Should be ready to go now. Anderson Delgado will lead off in the top of inning number two. Delgado, Shin, and Myers, switch hitter, then a righty and a lefty against Adele Delaney. First pitch slider waved at by Delgado. Nothing in one. Delgado 6-for-19 last week against the Hillcats, hitting a very respectable 293 so far this season. Pitch bounces in, went back to that cut fastball and missing low. Delgado not on the roster when the Green Jackets and River Dogs saw each other at the beginning of May. Both of these teams have seen substantial turnover since then, the Green Jackets especially on the pitching side. 1-1 fastball out. Two balls and a strike on the leadoff man here in the second. Delaney's first start in 14 months. Had three starts and 8 appearances last year in the FCL with the Braves. Fouled off the front foot by Delgado, 2-2. Delgado limping around just a little bit, caught that off the insole of the front foot. Certainly stings, and he's trying to walk that off. Has the white shin guard against the black pants and the black socks. But doesn't quite cover the inner piece. 4 straight fastballs for Delaney to start the second. See if he goes to the breaking ball. 2-2. He does, and it's looped out to right field. Noah Williams started back, comes in, and goes back out again. It's an adventurous out number one for Noah Williams. That's the first out on a ball put in play against Delaney so far. All three outs in the first came via the strikeout. It's a hot afternoon, not overly humid by South Carolina standards. Ball was flying for both teams during batting practice. Very light breeze going across the outfield. Wu Shin takes a first pitch fastball, bouncing in. It's a game high velocity of 91 for Delaney, who was 87-89 in the first inning. Shin primarily hitting in the top 4 in the order when he was here last time. Hitting 6 today and playing first, that's been his everyday location. Fastball misses, low ball 2. For the first 6 weeks of the season, Shin was splitting time at first base with Trey Morgan. Morgan had a phenomenal start to the year and got moved up quickly to high A Bowling Green in the Rays system. Fastball low and away. Shin was 2-for-15 in 5 games against the Green Jackets back in May. Did walk 3 times, had 1 extra base hit. Green Jackets initiated substantial swing and miss from the righty. He takes that one right down Main Street for a called strike. DeLaine looking to build back off the momentum of that fastball. Shin still ahead in the count, and he chops it foul down the third baseline. Past the body of manager Sean Smedley. From 3-0 to 3-2, DeLaine's gotten back into the count. Shin standing deep in the right-handed box against the righty DeLaine. Infield plays the first baseman to the pole side. 3-2 slider. Called strike 3 at the top of the zone. Shin didn't like it, but the breaking ball dropping right back into the letters. 4 punch outs in an inning and 2/3 for DeLaine, and he's retired 5 straight batters. Now there were no nerves for DeLaine coming into this start. Yes, it's an appearance on the mound to begin the ball game rather than what he's been doing. But he approached it with nothing but excitement and showing off here. First pitch fastball misses low to Noah Myers. Back into the lineup, reactivated after missing a few weeks. He's been on the injured list for a while. Spent all of last week as a rehabbing player in the Florida Complex League. Holds the hands high in an awkward stance and strokes it well towards first. 2 hops for Will Verdung. Picks it up and takes it himself. A 1-2-3 inning for Adele DeLaine. He's retired 6 straight batters since the leadoff walk. And there's no score entering the bottom of the second.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Engert Garcia retired the Green Jackets in quick succession. 1-2-3 with 2 strikeouts in the first. 12 pitches, 8 strikes for the 24-year-old right-hander. Was much more of a veteran when he signed in the international free agency market compared to most of the youngsters that come through that circuit, usually signing between the ages of 16 and 18. Garcia was 22 when he inked a deal with the Tampa Bay organization. First pitch fastball misses just below the knees to Jeremy Celedonio. Designated hitter in his 3rd full week with the organization. Back for year number 2 after leading the squad in home runs last year. Check swing on the appeal over to first. Jared Neal says that Celedonio went around. Celedonio steps out of the box, grimacing at the dugout, at home plate umpire Frank Jones. The hands went out. He tried to hold the barrel of the bat back in time. 1-1 slider, and Celedonio waves through it. It's very sharp, high-velocity fastball. Looks more like a cutter than anything else out of the hand of Garcia. Cutter is 89 to 91, and the fastball has been 94-95. Back to that slider, and Celedonio down chasing. 3rd strikeout in 4 batters for Garcia. After falling behind 1-0, right back with 3 straight breaking balls to fool Celedonio and return him to the bench. The attempt to throw the ball around the infield from Wu Shin ended up in left center field, so that delays Cam McGee beginning his at-bat. Ran down by Mateo in center and flipped out of play. Manager Winston Sawyer's at third base as the coach, and he'll deposit it to a young fan. Left-handed shortstop playing third base tonight. Cam McGee takes a fastball inside at 97. Garcia bringing the heat early and often on a hot summer afternoon. Cam deep and wide in the left-handed box. He takes a fastball. The letters called a strike. McGee 1-for-16 against Salem in five games played, but he walked four times, was hit twice, and he stole five bases in five tries when he got on. High fastball fouled back into the net. McGee much more cognizant of that high heat after seeing the ball right at the top of the zone get called for a strike. McGee behind 1-2 as Garcia looks to continue his barrage of early strikeouts. From the windup, the righty kicks and deals and misses outside with the changeup, trying to fade it off the outside corner. Seen the change occasionally and especially against left-handed hitters. Primarily fastball slider for Garcia. He'll also mix in that 12-6 curveball against southpaws. 2-2. In the dirt and wave through by McGee. Got tied up on the low and in fastball. Cam goes down swinging. Three straight batters retired via the strikeout. And four of the five men faced against Engert Garcia have gone down swinging. Garcia struck out a career-high 9 in 5 innings against Down East 2 weeks ago in his first start at the single-A level. He's well on his way to matching that here. Garcia was phenomenal in the Dominican Summer League last year with Tampa's DSL affiliate. 11 games, 9 starts, and a 1.58 ERA. Strikeout stuff has kicked up here at the full season level, and he's taking advantage. First pitch incoming to Cade Kern, and the right-handed hitting left fielder takes it high. Sharp slider missing up. Kern had the first home run for the team in 11 games to close out the week against Salem. Fastball on the outside corner after Isaiah Drake was lifted with a calf cramp. Kern came in the bottom of the second defensively and went 2-for-4 off the bench with two extra base hits, including a long ball. 1-1 fastball misses up. They'll appeal out to first base. Jared Neal says that Kern did not go around, swing never threatening the zone. 2-1. Garcia to the dish, and the slider misses low. Three balls and a strike held up by Frank Jones, looking to correct the digital scoreboard out in left field. Kern looks back to confirm what the count is. Garcia nods yes to the sign. Target is high. Fastball ripped right back up the middle. Knocked down with the backhand by Gonzalez, but he can't catch it cleanly. Cade Kern was catching barrels all week in Salem. Had another one right underneath the mitt of the pitcher Garcia. Sanchez, the second baseman, or Gonzalez, the second baseman, was playing towards the center. Knocked it down, but it hit the heel of the mitt and stayed on the dirt. Kern's got the first hit of the night and the first base runner for the Jackets. Now it's Noah Williams. Williams has reached base in 7 straight ball games and has hit safely in 3 in a row. Both of those are season highs. Fastball below the knees at 95. Switch hitting outfielder was called up to try to fill the role seated by Jace Grady when he was brought up to Rome 3 weeks ago. Williams a different profile, although they're both switch hitting outfielders. Williams has started to find his rhythm a little bit. Fastball in 2-0. Noah Williams did not have a walk in his first 8 games played of the season here in Augusta after a very brief start in the Florida Complex League. He had 5 last week in 4 games at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kern a big lead, tied for the team lead in steals. 2-0 fastball misses low and inside. Kern is 14 of 20 on the season with a 3-0 count on the batter Williams. Can't imagine he's thinking about going anywhere. Garcia struggled with walks early. They have not been as much of a problem yet this season. Behind 3-0 on Williams, and it bounces in a 4-pitch walk. So Noah now has 6 free passes in his last 5 games played and back-to-back 2-out base runners, putting the pressure on Garcia just a little bit. Time is called by the young catcher, and Delgado will go out to talk with Garcia. See if the Green Jackets want to test out Enderson Garcia at all earlier. Enderson Delgado, excuse me. Delgado has a very strong arm, but he doesn't have a ton of experience behind the dish. He's caught 5 runners in 18 tries, just shy of 30%, so slightly above league average in a very small sample size. Former Oral Roberts catcher Jacob Godman coming into the tune of Luke Combs. 2-on, 2-out after back-to-back strikeouts in the second. Kern a single, Williams a walk, and the 8-hitter Godman trying to get the Green Jackets on the board early. Off-speed pitch misses high and tight to Godman, who's hitting 179 this year. Missed a couple weeks at the end of May and beginning of June with a thumb injury, but a welcome sight back behind the dish for the Green Jackets. Garcia looks back out, 1-0, and Godman's late on the center cut fastball at 95, tipping the pitch into the mitt. No score, bottom two. River Dogs do not have a hit yet against Adel Delaney in his first start at the full season level. Green Jackets went 5-up, 5-down before the last two men have reached. 1-1 fastball, sharply hit to third, swallowed up by Dallas Baguero. He'll race to third base and just barely beats Kern to the bag. Baguero was looking out at second, realized Williams was hustling in, and he's barely able to get there ahead of Kern, but does get the third out with the force. Green Jackets get 2-on, but strand a pair with a single and a walk, and there is no score after 2 here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adel Delaney has retired the last 6 men he's faced after a walk to the first batter of the ball game. Still no score after 2, and the River Dogs will send 8-9-1 Gonzalez, Baguero, and Colmenares to the dish. That's back-to-back switch hitters at the bottom of the order, and then the lefty Colmenares getting his second look. A walk and 4 strikeouts in Delaney's first start of the season. If you're with us on MILB TV or on Bally Live, we apologize for some of the spotty visuals early this evening. Blame it on the heat, could blame it on the layoff, but regardless of the reasoning, we're getting it taken care of. And there's going to be some sort of change coming shortly. I'm not sure what the situation is, but right now Sean Smedley, the manager, had his lineup card out, and he was in deep detail with home plate umpire Frank Jones. Don't believe the Green Jackets have made any sort of change, at least to our knowledge. Around the defense, everybody appears to be the same. So we'll keep an eye on that going forward. It's Gonzalez's first at bat of the ballgame. And he chases the cut fastball below the zone. Ricardo 182 on the season, a homer and 24 RBIs. Getting a first look at Delaney, who's in his second appearance against Charleston and first as a starter. Chop foul off the body of the catcher and back onto fair territory. Comes to a rest just outside the hitter's circle, nothing and two. Delaney always out of the stretch, covets the first base side of the rubber against the lefties, likes to come in on the hands. 0-2 slider stays outside. Backdoor breaking ball has worked a time or two today already, including the backwards K against John Diaz to end the first inning. That time left a little bit outside despite Godman's best efforts to frame. 1-2 to Gonzalez, slider in the dirt, and the second baseman holds the hands back in time. Godman asked for an appeal and it was granted, but he did not go around. That much appeared decently obvious to the naked eye. ...19-year-old shortstop against the 23-year-old starter. 2-2 pitch to Gonzalez to start the third is waved at and missed. Fastball on the outside corner. Delaney gets Gonzalez to pull off, and Adele Delaney has punched out five in two and a third. Delaney is loving this opportunity to start, and he's giving Winston Sawyer everything he could have asked for. Delaney has already tied his season high in strikeouts in just eight batters faced. Last man to see him is Adalys Peguero, and he takes a fastball on the outside corner. The second time through the order against Delaney will be a very telltale sign of exactly how dominant he has the opportunity to be. Once you get a look at that cutter on a couple different occasions, start to time up where you need to see it and how you can see it up. It's a veteran lineup for the River Dogs in terms of a few of their position players. They have the chance to make those in-game adjustments that often seem to evade young professionals in the area. 1-1 from Delaney on the ground to the right side. Backhanded by the first baseman Verdung. He flips to Delaney. Gets the right foot on the bag ahead of the speeding Peguero. Two up, two down in the third. Delaney has retired the last eight men he's faced. The only man to reach is the batter, Carlos Colmenares. Began the ballgame with an eight-pitch walk. Fought Delaney tooth and nail, battling cut fastball and slider alike. Reached first and was then stranded there. Cam McGee playing even with the bag. Colmenares does like to bunt even with two outs. And he's out in front of the slider, fouling it off the shin guard of Jacob Godman. Godman getting a quick physical checkup from Frank Jones, just making sure that he was all right. Looked like it caught the catcher just above where the shin guards end. He's none the worse for wear. Nothing in one from Delaney, waved through on the fastball. Adele mixing speeds, mixing locations, and staying out of the big part of the zone. That's something he's been much improved on down the stretch. And Delaney, after a couple really good relief outings his last few times out, gets his first start, and he has accepted that reward gratefully. Two-strike offering bounces in from Delaney. Went back to that cut fastball. Godman trying to snare it on the short hop. It rolls out of his mitt, 1-2. Bit of a lengthy first inning for Delaney, but the second was rapidly paced, and the third has the potential to be the same. 1-2. Misses low and inside. Colmenares continues to mature. He was struggling mightily through the first month and change of the season, and now he's turned it around in a big way. Cut down on the strikeouts, although it's still a part of his game, and the walks have increased as well. 2-2, tipped into the mitt, strike three swinging. Six punch-outs in three hitless innings for Adele Delaney. Nine consecutive batters retired. Green Jackets scoreless, River Dogs scoreless, and Delaney all smiles as he leaves the field.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Lake Air Figueroa leading off the bottom of the third. No score either side, and there is one defensive change to make note of. Elise Barriott comes into left field to replace John Diaz as the inning begins with a cutter inside. Figueroa in the 9 spot today. He's been all over the lineup this season, as high as 1st and now as low as 9th. Ahead 1-0 on Garcia, who allowed a 2-out single and walk, but came back to get a fielder's choice off the bat of Godman. Fastball misses upstairs. Don't know what happened to Diaz to bring Barriott into left field. But if we have an update, we will forward it on to you. Fastball misses low. 3 straight pitches outside the zone to Figueroa. Lake Harris' patience has improved over the course of the season. And when he's gotten on, he's become a much bigger threat to run as well. Now 8 of 11 on the season if he can get aboard. 3-0 fastball outside, and Figueroa's on in 4 pitches. 2 walks in the last 3 batters for Engert Garcia, who had walked 23 batters in 37 innings entering this ballgame, including walking a season-high 4 in 4 innings last time out against the Hillcats. Back to the top of the order for the Green Jackets, Isaiah Drake will get a chance to see Garcia for a second time. Drake went down swinging on Garcia's cutter for the first of 5 strikeouts so far. Out of the stretch, the fastball finds the outside corner. Drake defeated in the box, didn't like that call one bit. It was about a half ball off the outside corner, but right along the black. Drake stands deep in the box. Figueroa, a sizable lead. Garcia decently quick to the plate. A long hold. Now coming to the dish. And it's bounced off the mound, and it hit off the legs of Garcia. Everybody's going to be safe. Drake barreling that one back up the center. Garcia was nearly hit on Cade Kern's base hit last inning. This time it gets him in the shin and rolls harmlessly to the left side of the infield. Back-to-back men have reached with nobody on, a walk and a single. And Garcia appears to be all right. He took 96 short hopping off the lower leg, but caught the dirt very quickly, and that took some of the momentum and the sting out of the baseball. Still doesn't feel very good. Drake's on, Figueroa's on, and Luis Sanchez is at the plate. Sanchez takes a first pitch cut, fastball just high. It's somewhere between a cutter and a slider for the righty Engert Garcia. And it's been the most utilized secondary pitch that we've seen from the 24-year-old right-hander. Figueroa being held on by the second baseman Gonzalez. And Sanchez goes through the wide-open right side of the infield. Figueroa gets a late stop sign as Noah Myers hustles the throw in. 3 consecutive men have reached to begin the 3rd inning for the Green Jackets. That looked like the sinker from Garcia. We haven't seen that very much. Got some good arm side run, but it came right back into the middle of the dish. And Sanchez equalizes his hit total from last week. That took 6 ball games to get to. And here comes the pitching coach, Levy Romero. Garcia got into a bit of danger in the second with 2 outs, but remained confident and retired Godman on a strongly hit ground ball to third base. Paguero able to beat Kern to the bag for the force out, ending the inning. But now you're in the middle of the order. You're at the most dangerous hitter in this lineup at the moment in Wilver Dung, and its base is loaded with nobody out. A great chance for the Green Jacket offense to get going early at home. Raven Corona beginning to stretch in the bullpen. Corona not likely to throw after getting the save on Sunday. Bo Phillips walking that way as well. Adel Delaney's through 3 innings, hitless, but he hasn't gone more than 4 in his career so far. Delaney's at 45 pitches through 3 frames. First pitch to Will Verdung. He takes the cutter on the inside corner. Verdung went down swinging on a fastball in the first. It's a good pitcher's pitch from Garcia, who's back out of the windup with the bases loaded. Corners in, middle back, the 0-1 to Verdung. And Will is late on the fastball. Nothing in 2. High and tight with 96. Garcia getting a boost of confidence from the meeting with Levy Romero. He's back into the same cruise control we found him in early. Verdung will widen out just a tad. 0-2. Inside around the jawline for ball 1. Fastball had a bit more run than we've seen with previous pitches from Garcia. Backs Verdung away. Bags full of jackets. 1-2. Slider chop foul. Got past the catcher. Don't think it hit Delgado. Believe it caught the shin guard of the umpire, Frank Jones. He appears to be all right. Delgado quickly taking the mask off and making sure that his contemporary is just fine behind the dish. First baseman Wu Shin even further in now. Middle comes to halfway just in case they have a chance. Targets high and outside. Fastball is lined foul. Verdung got one up and out and went with the pitch but could not keep it inside the field of play, forcing Garcia to work a little bit more. Bases loaded, nobody out. A great chance for the Jackets to potentially strike first. 1-2. Bounce softly to third. Going to be a tough play. Steps on the bag, fires over to first, and that will be a 5-3 double play. So Verdung does not get an RBI on that. The run comes across. Figueroa scores. Drake is out at third. Odalis Paguero caught the ground ball on two hops while standing on third base and then threw in one fluid motion over to first to retire Verdung. Sanchez at second. Figueroa scores. It's 1-0 Green Jackets, but it does negate some of the momentum. Jeremy Celedonio struck out in the second, getting his second look at Enger Garcia, and Celedonio is late on the high fastball. Celedonio has done his best work late in ball games for this team so far this season. Had a go-ahead home run in the eighth last homestand, a walk-off sac fly the next night, and had the game-winning RBI on Sunday in the top of the eighth against the Salem Sox. Sinker misses low, 1-1 on Celedonio. Sinker's been 90-93 so far, and that cut slider is 88-91 for Garcia. Sanchez a big lead at second. Celedonio chops it, two bounces out to short. Santana had to back up. Long throw is in time to get Celedonio. And with the situation of bases loaded, nobody out, Garcia able to limit the damage quite well. The double play and then the ground out. One man comes across, but that's all, and the Green Jackets take an early lead, 1-0. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. So we'll now officially confirm the breadth of the changes that came defensively for the River Dogs. Elias Barriott did go into left field, but he is not in for Diaz. John Diaz moves from left to center. It's Angel Mateo who comes out of the ballgame. And so Barriott is in, hitting second this inning and third overall. He's on deck with Adrian Santana leading off the top of the fourth. Green Jackets a 1-0 lead through three. Santana struck out swinging for the first out of the game. He takes a fastball missing low. Adel Delaney into his fourth inning of work for just the second time this season. Infield expects Santana to pull. Third baseman McGee still protecting for the bunt. Slider misses around the back foot of Santana, 2-0. Delaney has tied his season high and now eclipsed it with six strikeouts through three innings. But he'll see 2, 3, and 4 for the second time. 2-0 to Santana. Check swing. They appeal over to first. And he did go, says Jared Neal. Tough angle for the first base umpire, Neal, with a left-handed hitter in the box. You don't get a great look at where the hands stop and how far out the bat goes. But Neal, confident in his call, emphatically makes it 2-1. Delaney comes back with the cutter, and it's bounced foul. So from 2-0 to 2-2, Delaney using that check swing call to his advantage. He tries to keep plowing through this River Dog lineup. Retired 9 straight batters after Colmenares walked in the first AB of the game. Santana widens out all the way in the left-handed box. Chops it up the middle. Figueroa is cut off by Sanchez. A crossbody throw is a beautiful one. Luis Sanchez takes control and makes a nice little play for out number one. Regardless of whose ball that could have been, that's phenomenal communication between Figueroa and Sanchez up the middle. Lakehair able to stutter step out of the way of Sanchez, who crossed in front of the shortstop on the second base side and made the throw across his own body for out number one. Barriott shows bunt and waves and misses. Elias Barriott comes off the bench. 21-year-old. In his first season here this time, he spent half of last year in the Florida Complex League and also jumped up to Double-A Montgomery for a rare occasion. Barriott takes the cutter out 1-1. We do not know what happened to Mateo, but he has been removed early. Barriott pops the fastball out of play. Elias Barriott riding a 6-game hitting streak. Green Jackets start to have movement in the bullpen. LJ McDonough is throwing. Delaney has looked great in his first start. You can only ride him so far. 2-strike pitch is waved at by Barriott and missed. In the dirt, he goes chasing the fastball way off the corner. Strikeout number 7 for Adele Delaney. And now it's John Diaz as Delaney tries to go 3-up, 3-down for the 3rd straight inning. McDonough throwing quickly in the pen for the Jackets. There's been stretching for the River Dogs, but nobody moving as of yet. First pitch is a mighty cut from Diaz. He's over top of the breaking ball, 0-1. Diaz struck out looking on a slider that came in through the back door, ending inning number 1 back in the first. Left-handed hitting left fielder has a lot of power against both sides of the plate. It's ripped through the left side going backside for the first hit of the night. McGee was playing over towards the line, Figueroa up the middle, so there was not a soul where the shortstop would traditionally stand, and that's exactly where Diaz put the baseball. Cutter on the outside corner, and Diaz just goes with it for the first hit of the night for the River Dogs. Anderson Delgado will get a chance. Charleston trying to bolt some 2-out rally together, potentially tie this game or even take the lead. First pitch to the catcher, misses high and outside. McDonough moving a little bit quicker. Delaney is not overly stretched out, and he's now at 57 pitches. So the goal would be for him to get an out in these next 2 batters, get through 4 strong, and then turn it over to McDonough. 1-0 is chopped between the legs of Delgado, 1-1. Anderson flew out to right field his last time up. Added to this roster on June 4th. 19 years old for the entirety of this season. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses low. Godman's throw is a good one, but it skips into center field. Started to run at the last second away and towards the arm side. Figueroa trying to reach across. Couldn't make the play. Diaz stops at second. John Diaz is now 5 of 6 stealing this season. And the River Dogs have their first stolen base of the night against Delaney and Godman. Charleston run very well as a unit against everybody, and they had a great week against Jacob Godman when they were here in May. 2-2, the count on Delgado, tying run in scoring position with 2 outs in the 4th. Delaney to the dish, it's flown out deep to right field, hooking towards the corner. A long run for Williams over towards the wall. He reaches out, and it's a foul ball. He couldn't make the play as he collided with the side fence. But it was made contact in foul territory, kind of disappeared from our view down the right field line. Press box here at SRP Park is situated to the first base side of home plate and tucked deep enough away with seats down that line in front of us. If you're battling the wall, the angle, and the human element of trying to see around the fans, and Williams just disappeared from view. Delgado hit it well, but was underneath it, stayed in the yard. And Williams almost made a heck of a catch. Delaney picking back to second. First pickoff move we've seen of the night towards second base and the second overall from Delaney. Trying to keep Diaz honest. Keep him close as with two strikes and two outs, he'll be off on the swing trying to score on anything to the outfield. Delgado choked up. Slider bounces in. Good block with a chest protector from Godman. Moves the count full. Wu Shin would be on deck. He'd get a chance to hit with two men on potentially if Delaney allows both Diaz and now Delgado to reach base. John Diaz out at second with a two-out single and then a stolen bag. Delaney, a deep breath, 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Adele Delaney's first start at the full season level. He punches out eight in four scoreless innings of action. And he'll get a hand in some good work from Godman behind the dish. Green Jackets leading halfway through the fourth at SRP Park in the series opener to begin the full tilt of the second half.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Edgar Garcia has thrown 50 pitches through three innings in his third start of the season and outing number 16 overall. He'll face McGee, Kern, and Williams with a 1-0 deficit, having allowed three hits and two walks while striking out four. Cam McGee takes that cut slider missing high. Cam was the fourth and most recent strikeout victim of Garcia. Was the final man of five straight retired to start the game. Garcia misses out ball two. Cam can be a dangerous man when he gets on. McGee was 5 of 5 stealing last week, including 3 for 3 in one game when the Jackets went 9 for 9 as a team on Saturday against the Salem Sox. 2-0 nearly came back to the inside corner with the sinker. Instead, it's ball 3. Kern and Williams will follow McGee. 6 and 7 in the order behind the 5-man. Cam has swung away and lines it into center field. Got the green light on the 3-0 fastball and drove it right back up Main Street. Gets a barrel on the inside heater. And Cam's got his first hit of the night. Fourth hit allowed by Garcia. One off the most he's allowed in a single game so far this season. It's Garcia's second outing of the year against the Green Jackets. First as a starter. And Augusta has looked mighty comfortable after the first inning and two-thirds. Cade Kern singled and was stranded at second base his last time up. Fouls a first pitch fastball off the top of the netting straight back. Kern now 3 for his last 5 after a multi-hit day, his 6th of the season on Sunday, where he launched his first home run since April 27th. McGee, a big lead. Haven't seen Green Jackets test anybody yet. Changeup misses in. Kern a good take, 1-1. McGee on the season overall is 14 of 16, tied with Isaiah Drake and Cade Kern for the team high. Garcia kicks and deals. It's fouled straight back by Kern, right off the glass window just to our left on the opposite side of the press box. keeping folks moving a little bit. It's 1-2. Leadoff man having reached for the Green Jackets for the second inning in a row. 1-2 on Cade Kern with McGee at first. A long hold from Engert Garcia. Comes to the dish and misses outside. Tried to drop it off the outside corner with a tight slider. And started too far off the edge. Could not entice Kern to swing. Garcia gives a look over at first and then comes to a set. Black glove at the belt. Slider popped away. Kern stays alive. Breaking ball coming back towards the center of the zone. Kern got jammed just a little bit, but still got the barrel out in time to stay alive. Green Jackets looking to make Garcia work a little bit. Charleston's starting pitchers have been phenomenal over the last few weeks and really on the season as a whole, but the bullpen has been incredibly shaky as of late. McGee on the pickoff is barely safe. Cam McGee took a half step towards second and went diving back to first on a bang-bang tag from Wu Shin. The safe call comes from Jared Neal, and McGee's lucky to get back on that one. Cam was leaning towards second. He stepped towards second and still survives the pickoff scare. Another 2-2 not going here, and Kern pops it up. A high fastball on the right side of the infield. Wu Shin drifting into fair territory, and Shin makes the catch. First out of the inning recorded here in the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets had bases loaded, nobody out last inning, but a double play and then a ground out induced off the bats of Verdung and Celedonio respectively. Got Garcia safely back into the dugout with just one run allowed. It could have been a lot worse for the righty. Garcia, originally out of Santo Domingo, signed last season at the beginning of the campaign. His first pitch to the switch hitter, Noah Williams, is a slider that's hooked foul. Breaking ball hung a little bit. Williams was right on it, but far enough out in front that he can't keep it fair. Wu Shin was guarding the line as it was. First base coach Connor Justice in the ear of Cam McGee. You have a feeling he's going to try to go eventually. Has to pick the right pitch to do so. It's not this one, and the changeup misses high and out. That would not have been the pitch to run on with the changeup staying outside. It was an unintentional pitch out of sorts from Garcia. Delgado would have been able to stand up and throw straight through with no problems. Garcia's 1-1. Fastball is called a strike, a delayed steal from McGee, and he's safe. Got the foot just in time. That's a Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Cam now takes the sole possession of the team high with 15. And we've seen McGee do that a couple times successfully. Two shuffles into that secondary lead, and then he goes. Just enough hesitation from Anderson Delgado behind the dish to get in safely. Two-strike pitch to Noah Williams is lined out to left field, reaching back, and a leaping catch is made by Barriott. Ball continued to carry on Elias Barriott. He was drifting, then sprinting, and then leaping, and he made a nice play. McGee was not tagging, had the ball gotten over the head of Barriott. He wanted to make sure he had the opportunity to score. Barriott quickly got off the grass and fired back into the cutoff man. McGee easily back to second safely, but could not advance further. Back-to-back batters retired after McGee got on to start off this fourth. Jackets trying to add to a 1-0 lead. Jacob Godman takes that cutter below the zone. Godman grounded out to third base on a fielder's choice, ending the second inning. Another inning where the Green Jackets threatened and put a man in scoring position with two outs, but were not able to capitalize. Garcia checks out at second, 1-0 coming home, and Godman pops it up on the right side. Shin drifting back from first base, he makes the catch. Two pop-ups caught in the inning by Wu Shin. Three straight men retired by Garcia after the leadoff single. Green Jackets do not add to the lead, they're up 1-0, and we'll see if it's DeLaNay or a call to the bullpen when we return.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business, headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
We have a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen, ladies and gentlemen. Adele DeLaney in his first start of 2024 goes four innings, allowing just one hit and one walk. No runs and a career-high 8 strikeouts for DeLaney. The 23-year-old was incredibly impressive after being thrust into the rotation. He turns it over to L.J. McDonough, the oft-used right-hander, making his 18th appearance of the season, 1-2 with a 5.40 ERA. He'll face Wu Shin to start off the top of the fifth. Trying to protect a 1-0 lead, and his first pitch fastball misses outside. McDonough, a true 2-pitch pitcher, fastball and slider from the right side. That's all you'll see. Righty's hitting 224, lefty's 314 on the year. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Shin tried to lift the hands up and make it seem both tighter and lower than it was. Does not help the umpire, 1-1. Shin struck out looking in the second. Noah Myers and Ricardo Gonzalez due up to face McDonough in the fifth. Fastball out, 3 straight heaters from L.J. McDonough. McDonough combined with Didier Fuentes and Will Silva when he last threw on Wednesday for a shutout win where the Green Jackets allowed just one hit against Salem. McDonough to the outside corner, narrowly missing once again. 3 balls and a strike on Shin to start the fifth. Green Jackets out hitting the River Dogs 4-1 here in the series opener at SRP Park. Just a 1 run to show for it, however. McDonough's 3-1 pitch misses low. 5 straight fastballs to Wu Shin, and 4 of them are below the zone. Shin taking his time, removing the shin guard, the elbow guard, the batting gloves, finally drops everything at the circle, makes his way slowly to first for Noah Myers. So both DeLaney and McDonough begin their respective outings with a walk. If McDonough follows the same script, Green Jackets will live with that free pass. Noah Myers grounded out sharply to first and is only at bat against DeLaney. Runner going on the first pitch, fastball high and outside. Godman's throw is not in time. Shin is now 17 of 19 this season. Charleston leading the Carolina League in steals entering this evening. Are 2 of 2 off of Godman. Charleston, counting the 2 tonight, are now 178 steals to just 38 caught stealing. Nobody has more in the 12-team Carolina League, and the tying run is at scoring position very quickly. 1-0 to Myers misses low, and McDonough has missed with 6 out of 7 to start his night. Velocity has been 92 to 94 for McDonough. That's about par for the course for the right-hander. Came into tonight with 34 strikeouts in 23 and a third, but also 15 walks. Myers in his first game back from the injured list. Pride of Windsor, Ontario. Waiting for the 2-0. It's the first slider of the day, and it misses inside. McDonough having difficulty grasping the command early in his outing. Charleston will make you pay if you give them these free opportunities. They did so plenty of times when they were here in May. 3-0 fastball. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Found the edge. Myers willing to concede that. 3-1. Myers in right field today. He can play all three outfield spots, but you'll see him in right more often than anywhere else. 3-1 pitch, fastball, just above the zone. Got a ball up and a ball outside. Back-to-back walks to start the fifth. The tying and go-ahead runs have both reached. And now the Green Jackets are staring down in the direction of the bullpen. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, coming out for the first time. Didier Fuentes, who will get the ball on Thursday, was acting as a messenger, moving that direction. Nina will bring the entirety of the infield in. And River Dogs manager Sean Smedley will take the opportunity to come down to the batter's box and speak with Ricardo Gonzalez, the second baseman, who's preparing to bat with two on and nobody out. Gonzalez hitting 181 on the season with good speed. You wonder if a bunt is potentially coming here. You don't necessarily want to concede out, so it doesn't have to be a true sacrifice with the way McDonough is throwing or not finding the zone. Elvin Nina extending his meeting lengthily. Frank Jones has been out trying to break it up. Nina continues to talk. He's talking to McDonough. He's talking at Frank Jones. Now they all appear to be on the same page. Nina was still barking at somebody as he walked away, emphatically making his point. Nobody has longer pitching conferences than Elvin Nina. Wu Shin and Noah Myers both walking to start the top of the fifth. Trailing 1-0, they have the tying run in scoring position for Ricardo Gonzalez. McGee in at third, ready for a bunt if it comes. Gonzalez not showing, and the slider misses around the ankles. Gonzalez sent dashing across the width of home plate. Trying to get out of the way as it skirted around the shoelaces. McDonough has missed with 9 of 11. Former FGCU Eagle by way of Wichita State and Hutchinson Community College. Behind 1-0. Fastball bounced up the middle. Figueroa steps on second to first for the double play. That will do just fine. LJ McDonough induces the double play from Gonzalez, and perhaps he should have been bunting. Hindsight always 20-20. The tying run Shin moves up to third, 90 feet away from coming home and equalizing this ball game early in the fifth. But two outs recorded for the price of one. Adalys Paguero, the nine man, trying to extend the inning. Fastball at the knees, called a strike by Frank Jones. Was right at the bottom of the zone already, and Jacob Godman able to get underneath it and present it well. Shin a walking lead off of third. McGee's not very close. 0-1 slider chopped off the front foot. It rolls foul down the first baseline. But as soon as it hit the cleat of Paguero, of course, it was a dead ball. McDonough ahead, nothing in two. Boy, between Lynchburg 2 weeks ago and now here with Charleston, the way they've put together their lineup, it's been a lot of lefties against the righty-dominant bullpen of the Green Jackets. Even with Gutierrez activated today, just two southpaws in the pen. 0-2 slider, swing and a miss. LJ McDonough, not the cleanest of innings, but he gets the zero just fine. It's about how you bend and don't break. McDonough posts a zero, and it's 1-0 halfway through the contest in the series opener.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or the rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for.
Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
We enter the bottom of the fifth in the back half of the ball game on what was a scorching Tuesday afternoon, becoming a very pleasant evening here at SRP Park as the Green Jackets try to open up the series with a victory. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. Welcome, of course, into the Green Jacket Baseball Network across MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Green Jacket Radio Network. We're glad you found us, however you did. Out for the fifth inning once again, Engert Garcia. Five innings is the longest he's been this year. That was in his first start of the season 2 weeks ago. Took a bit of time to get us going, and we're still waiting to make sure everybody gets back onto the field of play. The throw down to end the warm-up portion of the frame from the catcher Delgado went deep into center field, and we had to wait for the ball to be retrieved. Leiker Figueroa walked and scored his last time up. First pitch swinging on a fastball inside. He pokes it out of play. Garcia's thrown 67 pitches, 38 strikes, one pitch into his fifth inning. A quick inning might give him a chance at the sixth, but the goal here is get through five strong and keep the deficit at one. Fastball high, a ball and a strike. Drake and Sanchez at the top of the order will be on deck and in the hole, respectively. Figueroa stands wide with the hand highs in the right-hand side, and that one nearly ran in, and it did hit him. Figueroa just got hit on the left wrist. And Lakehair's on with a hit-by-pitch. Came in around the body with the slider. Breaking ball stayed up and in. Figueroa trying his best to get out of the way. And now there's a righty throwing in the pen for the River Dogs in their road gray-on-gray against the Green Jackets' home white-on-white. Classic jersey matchup the way it was traditionally supposed to be. Back to the top of the order for Isaiah Drake, who has walked and singled. He had a line drive off the shin of Garcia. With nobody out in the third, Figueroa a big lead at first, but not going. And Isaiah takes a fastball in the outside corner. Looked like the sinker running away from the body of the lefty Drake, about a half ball off the outside corner. And Isaiah continues to question jovially with Frank Jones. Not a ton of animosity, but Drake always has something to say. 0-1 pitch, he waves out at the changeup. That tunneled well off the off-speed. Sinker going to change. Garcia's ahead, nothing and two. Had Drake flailing. Can't quite tell who the righty is throwing at the current moment. As soon as we know, you will know. 0-2. Drake chases the change up for strike three. Isaiah down on three straight pitches. And that's the kind of at-bat we haven't seen very often from Isaiah since he returned from injury. Just looked like he was caught in between, sitting on fastball and protecting for the off-speed pitch. One on, one out for Luis Sanchez. It's Luis Hernandez who's throwing in the pen for Charleston. Figueroa can run a little bit. Not going, and Sanchez fouls the first pitch cutter into the net. Came back towards the center of the plate. Sanchez was jammed slightly. Luis is grounded out to first and grounded into a single through the wide open right side. One for two, his third at bat against Garcia, potentially the rubber match. Jacket scored once in the third on a ground ball and a double play. Pitch bounces in, blocked well by Delgado. Verdung did not get the RBI, nor did he get on base. Garcia was up to 98 in the first inning. He's been 92 to 95 with both four-seam and sinker so far in these back couple innings. Figueroa a little bit further off. Sanchez pops it straight up the chute. Delgado trying to find it, turning this way and that, and it's all for naught as it's four rows back. Changeup coming in on the hands of Sanchez. Haven't seen the right-on-right changeup very often from Garcia so far this evening. But went to it there against Sanchez, jammed him. He popped it up, but out of play. Lakehair even further off of first. 1-2 slider hit through the right side once again for a base hit. Figueroa will stop at second. A multi-hit day for Luis Sanchez, and they've been nearly identical on the backside. 2-for-3 day for Luis. He's got two of the team's five hits as it is. Hernandez continues to toss in the bullpen. The goal is to get Garcia through this inning. And Will Verdung, who's 0-for-2, will dig back in. Virginia is for lovers, and nobody loved Virginia more than Will Verdung did. Hit 345 on the road trip. An on-base percentage about 500. Verdung spins the fastball foul. First baseman out of Itawamba Community College has struck out and grounded into a double play. Did score a run, but he did not get the RBI. Figueroa at second, Sanchez at first with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Fastball misses low. Garcia got a bit more over top of that heater and dropped it below the knees. Anger Garcia is up to 78 pitches now. Defense in double play depth, and they could use one right here to end the inning and keep it a 1-0 game. Breaking ball bounces in, blocked well behind the plate by Delgado. He keeps it close, stays inside the hitter's circle, and Figueroa unable to advance. Green Jackets like to be aggressive on dirt ball reads, but that one never got very far away from Delgado. Garcia goes back to a crouch behind the mound, takes a deep breath, and then pops right back up and onto the rubber. Trying to reset himself mentally before the 2-1 pitch to Verdung. Not a man you can concede to and get away with it. Fastball popped up and back out of play. Got a fastball up, one he can handle when he's on time for it, but was a little bit underneath that particular pitch. Verdung 236 on the season entering tonight. Been the model of consistency at first the last few weeks. 2-2 pitch in on the hands, bounce right back to Garcia. He's going to go to third. The tag has to be applied, and they didn't tag him. Lakehair Figueroa is called safe. Jared Neal immediately going with the safe sign, and both Paguero and Garcia can't believe it. That's a ball you'd usually see Garcia just turn around and go to second for the 1-6-3 double play. But according to Jarrett Neal, Odalis Paguero did not tag the runner Figueroa. Figgy moves up to third. That's a fielder's choice for Verdung. He's on for the 20th game in a row, and that brings Sean Smedley out and ends the day for Garcia. A frustrating way for his third start of the season to end, and now a difficult situation for Hernandez. We'll step away here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network and tell you all about what Frank Hernandez is going to bring to the table when we come back.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
And it will be Luis Hernandez taking the ball, wearing the number 37, 23-year-old, 6'4", 195, out of Puerto Plata in the DR, making his eighth appearance of this season, and it's number 5 on the year with Charleston. It's the second stint for him with the River Dogs, recalled from the FCL a week ago today, and making his second appearance since returning. Last worked 6 days ago against the Hillcats, 2 1/3, 2 hits, a run, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Bases loaded, one out for Jeremy Celedonio in a 1-0 ball game. First pitch curveball is called a strike, floating in there in the upper 70s. Celedonio has struck out and grounded out softly to shortstop. Hernandez does not have a pitch mix listed, but we saw fastball and curveball primarily during warm-ups. Corners in, middle, back, and Celedonio flailing at the breaking ball. Nothing in two, way out in front of that 12-6 Ephus-style curve. Just dropping its way in below the bat. Nothing in two with one out. It's a big out, a big at bat. Pitch to Celedonio. Breaking ball, strike three in the dirt, and Celedonio was nowhere close. Fooled badly by Hernandez's three straight curveballs. One down the middle, one at the knees, and then one in the dirt. And Celedonio waves through all three. Bases loaded now, two outs. Green Jackets have left four on base in the last three innings, and they have three on. They try to bring home. Cam McGee takes the first fastball of Hernandez's evening off the outside corner. Cam has singled and struck out, also stole a base as well. Figueroa at third was hit by a pitch. Sanchez singled, he's at second. Verdung reached on a fielder's choice where everybody was safe. Fastball high and out, ball two. Line is not complete for Enger Garcia. All three runners on base belong to him. Hernandez trying to strand that trio and build some momentum for the River Dog offense. 2-0, and McGee chases what would have been ball three above the letters. Instead of 3-0 with the bases loaded, it's 2-1. That was just above the top of the zone. McGee's eyes lighting up. Just could not stop the bat in time. 2-1. Same pitch, a little bit closer, and this one's called a strike. It's also above the zone, but close enough that the call comes on a good frame from Delgado. 2-2, Hernandez looking to strike out back-to-back batters and leave the bases loaded. The lanky right-hander comes to the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Curveball called strike three on the inside corner. McGee was frozen on the breaking ball. Strikeouts of the four and five men, Celedonio and McGee in quick succession. Hernandez leaves the bases loaded, and the Green Jackets squander a prime opportunity to extend this 1-0 lead in the fifth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
LJ McDonough walked the first two men he faced in the fifth, but got Ricardo Gonzalez to ground into a 6-3 double play and punched out Paguero to keep the Green Jackets in front and the River Dogs scoreless. Augusta up 1-0 on Charleston. Into the top of the sixth, it's the leadoff man Carlos Colmenares, who will hit for the third time. First look against the reliever McDonough. Fastball misses low and inside on the designated hitter. Colmenares is heating up. He's walked and struck out today. Hitting 281 with 9 RBIs in 20 games this month entering tonight. Fastball low, ball two. A 425 on base percentage. Colmenares' walk potential has finally been realized. already has one tonight, and he's ahead 2-0 to start off the sixth against McDonough. LJ trying to battle through some subpar command today. Colmenares takes a gargantuan hack at the fastball below the knees and comes up empty. Colmenares, well-regarded when he first originally signed, was the number 13 prospect for the organization entering last year. Fell out of the top 30 entering this season. Trying to bring his scar back, Brighton. Popped up behind third, Cam McGee into foul territory. Able to run it down with a nice over-the-shoulder catch. Colmenares had primo prospect potential when he signed internationally, got a $3 million signing bonus when he came over from San Felipe, Venezuela back in 2021. Was thought to be the crown jewel of that class for Tampa Bay, who always seemed to draft well, scout well, and develop even better. Adrian Santana waves at a slider, nothing and one. The switch hitting shortstop back from the left side. Seeing two consecutive righties with DeLaNay getting the start and McDonough coming out of the pen. Don't expect to see Gutierrez or Shoemaker today. Those are the only two lefties in the rotation. 0-1 chops softly to the second base side. Luis Sanchez sprinting in. Low throw for Verdung. Two up, two down in the sixth. McDonough now has five outs recorded in his last four batters faced. Trying to put down the top of the order in quick succession in the sixth. LJ's longest outing of the season is 2 2/3. That came back on June 5th against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Get him through this inning and go from there. First pitch to the righty, Barriott. Misses low and away. At least Barriott came in defensively, replacing Angel Mateo, who struck out in the first and then was lifted entering the top of the second. Fastball called a strike right at the knees. Barriott shakes his head in slight disapproval. Barriott in left. That slid the left fielder John Diaz out to center field. We have not seen Mateo since. Fastball bounced up the middle. Another chance for Sanchez, who was shifted behind the bag, and a 1-2-3 inning for McDonough. LJ's retired five straight. After working back-to-back walks to start, the Green Jackets have held the River Dogs in quick control. It's a 1-0 game through six, and Hernandez will have a clean inning to work with when we return.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, this is Green Jackets baseball in a nutshell. It's a 1-0 game in the bottom of the sixth. There's been a couple double plays on both sides. Plenty of strikeouts offensively and defensively for the Green Jackets. And the two teams have combined to leave a total of 10 men on base through 5.5. The Green Jackets have left 7 on, including 3 in the bottom of the fifth. Cade Kern leading off the sixth against Hernandez. Trying to start up some offense. Kern fouls the fastball back. Came into the top of the zone at 92. Luis Hernandez came on with the bases loaded and one out in the fifth, struck out Jeremy Celedonio on three straight curveballs, and then froze Cam McGee with that breaking pitch to punch him out and leave the bases loaded. Kern pulls off of the off-speed, looked like he got the changeup coming back towards the corner, 0-2. Hernandez has the strikeout stuff working early. Fastball popped up a mile high on the infield. Santana and Gonzalez converge, drifting out. It's the center fielder, Diaz, who comes sprinting in. Just a few feet onto the outfield grass, Diaz makes the catch and puts Kern away for the second time in three tries. Noah Williams has walked and lined out, so he's extended his on-base streak to a career-high eight games. Williams also has a three-game hit streak he'd like to extend as well. That's the longest of his season so far between here and the FCL. First pitch to Williams, he pulls off. Got a fastball running away from the bat at 92. Noah taking one swing for glory, and now he'll shorten up a little bit after the long, power-heavy stroke, missing the ball entirely. Williams will punch it out into left field. Ball is hanging up, and the play is made by Barriott. Nearly overran the baseball. Had a stutter to a stop and made a little hopping catch at the end, just for safe measures. Two up, two down in the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets clinging to a 1-0 lead they discovered back in the third inning. Loading the bases with nobody out. Will Verdun grounded into a 5-3 double play, but that allowed Figueroa to score. And so far, that's it for the offense. Jacob Godman off the end of the bat with the fastball. Was out in front and nubs it foul. Godman has been out on a fielder's choice and then popped up to first. Hasn't left the infield in two tries offensively. He takes a fastball below the knees, 1-1. Right around the bottom of the zone with Hernandez, but the catcher, Delgado, still a young backstop, had the glove drop down below the knees and then tried to bring it back up. Fastball, high ball, 2. Delgado still just 19 years of age, getting comfortable back there. He's taken the lion's share of reps over the last couple weeks. Godman spins it foul down the right field line once again off the end of the bat. Brian Brecker was having a great season offensively and defensively, and he's still active. But over the last couple weeks, he has not seen as much time behind the plate as you would expect, especially given his defensive prowess. Godman takes the breaking ball that misses outside and squirts through the mitt of Delgado to run the count full. We saw some impeccable defense from Brian Brecker when the two sides met in May. Righty throwing in the pen for the Dogs. Full count pitch. Fastball popped up down the first base line. Shin giving chase. And we just completely lost sight of it with fans in the way. But you know what? Sure, something happened. Catch was not made. The only disappointment with the sweet seats we have here is the SRP suite right next to us. You lose just about anything down the right field line when you got fans. It's always good to have folks in the ballpark, though. And we'll see a seventh pitch to Jacob Godman. Godman drives this one out to deep left field, going back to the track, to the wall, and that ball's gone. First home run of the season for Jacob Godman got new life, and on a middle-middle fastball, he doubles the lead. .369 the distance, 100 off the bat for Godman. His first of this season is a big one, and it's a 2-0 game. After the foul ball down the right field line just narrowly escaped the reach of Wu Shin, Godman got a challenge. Fastball was on time and did not miss it. Lakeair Figueroa takes a fastball on the inside corner. It's the little things that get you going. Godman, for the first time in 3 months, changing his walk-up song today. Did that have an impact? Does the power of Luke Combs truly rule all? Only time will tell. Fastball misses high, 1-1. It's just the 12th Tax Slayer Slade hit. Those are home runs here at SRP Park. Home runs at home would probably be an easier way to say that. Curveball misses out, 2-1. Green Jackets now have two bombs in their last two games, though. Maybe the power stroke is coming. It's going to be hot all week, which means the ball is going to continue to carry. 2-1, and Figueroa clobbers one out to left field. That'll send Barriott chasing back to the track once again, and he makes the catch. Right against the wall, nearly ran into the center fielder, Diaz. Figueroa giving a long charge into that when he comes up just short, but Jacob Godman did not. A solo blast for his first of the season. It's 2-0 after six. Augusta out in front.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
LJ McDonough going out for his third inning of work. Just the third time in his pro career he's tried to go more than two innings. McDonough has retired the last five batters he's faced. And he'll see 4, 5, and 6, Diaz, Delgado, and Shin now protecting a 2-0 lead. Jacob Godman with a solo blast, 2 outs and 2 strikes in the bottom of the sixth. Getting the Green Jackets out in front by 2. John Diaz has struck out looking and singled in 2 plate appearances. And he crushes one deep out to right field. Going back, Williams looking up, and that ball's gone. One pitch into the seventh. The River Dogs get on the board. Diaz with his second home run of the season. A line drive that just kept backspinning up, up, and over the wall into the Coors Light chill zone. Gets the River Dogs back on the board, and they get the run immediately right back.
Now
Diaz got a fastball low and in, just dropping the barrel on it, and it glides over the wall. 111 off the bat. It was smoked by Diaz, 379 the distance. 2-1 game. Enderson Delgado, the catcher, steps up. He takes a slider called for a strike at the chest. Green Jackets will get some folks stretching, but do not have anybody throwing in the pen right now. Don't see McDonough allow the long ball very often. Slider bounces in 1-1. It's the first home run allowed by L.J. McDonough since April 27th against the Columbia Fireflies. Diaz has his 6th RBI of the season. It's 1-1 on Delgado, who's 0-2. Mighty swing from Enderson Delgado comes up empty. L.J. trying to bounce right back into the zone and retire the next man he's facing. Green Jackets still out in front, 2-1, out hitting the River Dogs by 6-2. Good defense on both sides, and now each team has a solo homer under their belt that they can use to hang their hat on and build the offense. Charleston now has 5 homers in their last 6 games played. Pitch misses low. Good job by Delgado to stop the hands in time. There's stretching going on aplenty in the pen for the Green Jackets, and we've yet to see who's going to take the ball next. LJ McDonough coming in relief of Adele Delaney, who went 4 one-hit innings as a starter. Fastball outside, and the count goes full on Delgado, with the first baseman Wu Shin waiting in the wings. Delaney to McDonough getting you into the seventh is not a bad thing whatsoever, but it's a 2-1 game, and everything's heightened. McDonough gets the swing and the miss from Delgado, and he's down on strike swinging. Second punch out for LJ tonight through 2 1/3. It doesn't take away the sting of the home run, but that's exactly how you want to bounce back. Use fastball and slider eloquently going back and forth against Delgado, who punches out for the second time in his last 2 ABs. Wu Shin is 0-1, a walk, a strikeout, a steal. And Shin fouls it past his manager, Sean Smedley, in the third base coaching box. No balls and a strike on Shin, pride of Miami-Dade College. Shin originally out of Seoul, South Korea, came to the JUCO route in Miami, went to Miami-Dade for a couple seasons. Slider misses low 1-1. Shin drafted in the 16th round last season. He did overlap 1 year with Will Silva, who along with Cade Keeler getting the call up from Augusta here to Rome. They're taking on Winston-Salem tonight. 1-1 fastball high and tight, and Shin lunges out of the way. And that's a big loss on and off the field. Keeler and Silva were both dominating on the mound as of late, but they were two of the more magnanimous players on this roster, always involved with first pitches, community appearances, and anything in between. Fastball inside again, ball three. McDonough steps off the backside of the rubber, wipes the sweat off the brow, adjusts the bright green cap, and returns to the field of play. Shin ahead 3-1, representing the tying run in the top of the seventh. Slider misses low and out. It skips to the backstop off the mitt of Godman. Shin has walked twice against LJ McDonough. Wu was the first man to see LJ twice. Third walk issued by McDonough in 2 1/3. The only hit given up was the solo homer to John Diaz to start this inning. Noah Myers trying to break out after missing some time with the injury. Still looking for his first hit in his first game. Has reached via a walk and also grounded out to first base. Hard swinging lefty, hitting 229 on the year with three home runs. McDonough picks over. It's a very slow, deliberate move. It's a quick throw, but slow feet. Takes a long time to get the lanky frame all the way around. Shin was back in standing. He did steal a base in the fifth, making Wu now 17 of 19 swiping bags. Fastball high and outside, ball one. Green Jackets still do not have a man throwing in the pen. Charleston had somebody going up in the bottom of the sixth, and they continue to have somebody working. Righty and a lefty were both stretching at various different intervals. McDonough's 1-0 is a good slider underneath the bat of Myers. One of the developmental pieces we've seen from the undrafted free agent McDonough this year has been his reliance on the breaking ball against opposite-handed hitters. There were times early in the season where he would concede to just the fastball against southpaws. He's now been able to use the slider, and not just in a get-me-over capacity, but as more of a legitimate weapon. That slider missed low, and the hands were stopped in time by Myers, 2-1. Verdun continues to hold on Shin at first base. Wu begins with the short lead, then slowly shuffles further and further off. McDonough's 2-1, misses high and outside, ball three. Green Jackets. Looks like Bo Phillip is going and going quickly. Phillip's on 4 days of rest. Wouldn't be a surprise to see him. Be another high-leverage situation for the first-year pitcher. 3-1 to Myers. Swing and a miss. Myers going after the fastball high and outside and came underneath it. Running the count full. Was right at the top of his zone. Good life on the fastball from McDonough. See if Shin wants to break on a full count with just one out. Myers will not shorten up his stance here. Payoff pitch. Fastball called strike three on the inner third. And Myers knew it. Might have been sitting breaking ball. The fastball came back towards the center. Myers couldn't pull the trigger. And Noah Myers is down looking. 0-2 day for him. Tying run remains at first. Now two outs in the seventh for Ricardo Gonzalez. Gonzalez has struck out and grounded into a 6-3 double play, bounced it back up the middle, and as such, Figueroa is now playing that direction. Fastball high, ball one, just above the letters of Gonzalez. Phillip continues to toss. Even if he doesn't have to come in here in the seventh, you assume you'll see him for the eighth. Looks like Will Stevens might be the one throwing in the pen for the River Dogs. McDonough picks over to check on Shin. Shin's back standing. McDonough will get the return throw from Verdun after he bobbled the transfer. River Dogs are 2-for-2 stealing off of Jacob Godman today. Diaz has one and Shin has one. There he goes. 1-0 pitch is fouled straight back by Gonzalez. So Shin will have to return to first, just getting his cardio in. Some evening calisthenics for the first baseman. That was a center cut fastball at 91. Gonzalez was right on it, but spun it back over the second deck and into the boards, the parking structure. Shin still a big lead. McDonough from the first base side of the rubber. Three looks at first. High leg kick, and the 1-1 misses above the eye line of Gonzalez. Gonzalez will turn 20 in just a week or two. His first full season with the River Dogs after spending 46 games in the Florida Complex League last year. 2-1, runner starts and then stops, and Gonzalez is under the high fastball for strike two. Charleston has gotten on the board with a solo homer on the first pitch of the inning. John Diaz, his second bomb in 12 games this season. Getting the run right back after Godman's solo shot made it 2-0 in the sixth. Count 2-2 on Gonzalez, crowding the plate a bit. Slider misses in. Wanted to go to the back door, or the back foot, excuse me. But with Gonzalez creeping up right around the front of the box, not much room for that to break towards. 3-2 means Shin will be moving, and the fastball is high, ball four. So the go-ahead run is on in the seventh, as the River Dogs, as you would expect, refusing to go quietly. Charleston has won each of the last three Carolina League championships since the whole realignment happened in 2021. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, coming out. And this is as much to calm down McDonough as it is a stall tactic to keep Bo Phillip moving. But Charleston has always been a second-half team. That's when the Rays organization starts to take some of the training wheels off, some of the mandates about pitcher usage and how many games each particular prospect has to play per week. Those start being a bit more lax. Then it's about getting them into a winning environment. Have the chance to compete for a championship. Charleston has done that three straight years, and they've won all three. Last year, Charleston was bottom of the Carolina League South in the first half, came all the way back, won the second half, won the divisional round, and then swept the series finale. Dallas Paguero, the nine-hitter, digs in. Two on, two out, and a one-run game in the top of the seventh. Green Jackets leading 2-1. McDonough, a deep breath, checks out at second base. First pitch slider is popped out of play. Jacob Godman whipping the mask off behind the dish, but quickly realizing that was long gone. Paguero has grounded out to first and struck out swinging against McDonough. LJ has walked four batters in 2 2/3. He's tied his season high in innings pitched. Trying to get through three for the first time. Long look at Shin at second. 0-1 fastball misses upstairs. McDonough's on 5 days of rest. That's unusual for him. He has not shown much signs of rust. But those four walks, the command has started to deteriorate just a little bit. 1-1, both runners going. Godman will not get a throw off to either base. Neither Figueroa nor Sanchez covered on the backside of the double steal. Shin's got his second stolen base of the day. He's now 18 of 20, and Gonzalez takes his 13th in 16 tries, taking away the force and putting the go-ahead run in scoring position. 2-1 on Paguero. River Dogs are now 4 of 4 stealing tonight. Fastball right down the middle. Paguero just watching. Did have a good bit of arm side run, but it came burying right into the heart of the plate. That's usually the danger zone. McDonough trying to strand two. Walk the line and escape without being burnt. Slider, three-quarter swing. He did go around. McDonough gets the strikeout. Ends Paguero's evening with back-to-back punchouts. McDonough concedes the solo shot to Diaz, but does not break further than that. Green Jackets maintain a 2-1 lead, and the River Dogs turning back to their bullpen for the bottom half.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
And on a middle fastball, he doubles the lead.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Looking to maintain the one-run deficit entering the final two innings of action. Charleston will turn it over to the hard-throwing righty Will Stevens out of Tarleton State. 6'3", 230, 22 years of age for the big fella. He's been very solid this year. Stevens is on 3 days of rest and replaces Hernandez. As Luis Hernandez went an inning and two-thirds, one hit, one run. That was a solo shot from Godman. Did not walk a batter and struck out two. Green Jackets at the top of their order. Will Stevens will face Isaiah Drake to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Drake chops it foul down the first baseline. Just trying to get the bat off the shoulders on the fastball at the knees at 94. Isaiah's 1-for-3, two strikeouts and a single from the left side. Hit a screaming line drive that short hopped off the shin of the starter, Engert Garcia. 0-1 slider. Drake trying to stop the swing. He did go around, says Jarrett Neal on the appeal. Breaking ball bouncing in. It's a tight slider, 88-89. The fastball will be anywhere from 93 to 98, depending on the day for Stevens. Stevens lit up and really became an intriguing prospect as a relief option in the fall of his only year at Tarleton State. Hit 102 on a perfect game gun in a fall inner squad. And that made everybody take notice, as 102 often will. 0-2 to Drake. Slider, strike three. Three pitches, three strikes. Drake down on strikes for the third time today. And the leadoff man is set down. Stevens has good numbers with his strikeout. Fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. But it's primarily fastball, slider. Luis Sanchez digs in on a 2-for-3 day. He's gone backside through the open gap on the right-hand side in each of his last two plate appearances. Sanchez takes a fastball on the inside corner up to 96 there. Bo Phillip was moving for the majority of the top half of this inning. It appears that he'll have the eighth, potentially the ninth as well. Sanchez flares it foul down the right field line. Stevens drafted in the 15th round last year, and this is his 22nd appearance. Continues to be a go-to reliever for Sean Smedley in any considerate situation. 1-2 with a 4.62 ERA. Three saves, three blown saves. 0-2 fastball fouled away once again. Sanchez a little bit late, but he is in extreme protect mode right now. 21 walks, 27 strikeouts for Stevens entering tonight. 28 Ks now with Drake going down that way. When he's in the zone, Stevens nearly unhittable. Fastball misses low and outside. Showing off the radar. Capacity just a little bit more. Burnt that one in at 97. Target is high and outside to Sanchez. 1-2 pitch bounces in with the off speed and a good take for Luis to watch it all the way into the dirt. Wilver Dung is on deck. Green Jackets got some insurance run in the bottom of the sixth with Jacob Godman solo homer and one pitch into the seventh. The River Dogs got the run right back. John Diaz leaving the yard to right. Stevens, 2-2. Slider down the right field line, hooking towards the corner, and it will fall foul. Noah Myers was chasing quickly over there, wasn't playing especially towards the line or towards the gap, a relatively straight-up approach. Just didn't quite have the time to get there. Slider came back towards the center. Sanchez was just a little bit late. Sanchez will step out, use his timeout, adjust the bright white batting gloves, and get ready to face Stevens once again. Outfield is shallow in center and right. The left fielder, Barriott, is playing very deep in left. Fastball is stroked into right center field. That falls for a base hit. Luis Sanchez has a three-hit day. Certainly happy to be home back at SRP Park, and Sanchez has a three-hit game for just the second time this season, and both of them have come against Charleston. Last time he put up three hits in a ballgame was May 3rd. That was the first time in his stateside career, at least. One on, one out for Verdung, trying to shake off an 0 for 3. Did extend the on-base streak with a fielder's choice. He'll take a slider outside. Take a gander around the Carolina League. One team has already gone final. Carolina Mudcats had a slightly early start, and they finish off a 5-3 win over the Hillcats, as Carolina is now the first team to be 3-1 this year. 1-0 slider. Verdung drives it out to left field, hanging up a dive. It's off the glove of Barriott. It rolls towards the wall. That'll allow Sanchez to stop at third. It's a double for Will Verdung, and his red-hot June continues. Will Verdung barreling a hanging slider. A great effort for Elise Barriott, diving to his right. It hits right off the edges of the mitt. Men at second and third with one out as the Green Jackets try to add to this one-run lead. Big chance for Jeremy Celedonio, who's 0 for 3. Rest of the league, Fayetteville's up 7-4 on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the seventh. They're at Pelicans Ballpark tonight. Both of those teams 1-2. Every team in the South is 1-2 except for Kannapolis, who's 2-1. But the Cannonballers are trailing the Fireflies 7-3 in the seventh. Infield in all the way around. First pitch to Jeremy Celedonio, misses low. Jeremy has struck out twice and grounded out once. We just saw the Salem Red Sox for six. They're still at home, back half of a two-week homestand, hosting the Fred Nats this week. And the Salem Sox are up 2-0 in the eighth, trying to shut out the Freddies, who were very offensively dominant in April and have not been since. Celedonio, a mighty swing on a fastball, tips it back into the mid of Delgado. Down East up 2-0 on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Delmarva had the worst record in the Carolina League in the first half. Overall, they ended the season 20 games below 500, 22-43. Slider misses in, and it gets to the backstop. Bouncing in, that'll allow Sanchez to score on the wild pitch. Sanchez comes around. Verdung over to third, and the Green Jackets do get the run back. You'll excuse the rustling. Hornet just came flying in here, a green jacket of some kind. Who knows what kind of bug it is, but it's black and yellow and it's got a stinger, and we're going to stay careful here in the press box. Infield stays in. Sanchez coming home. Verdung over to third. 2-1 count on Celedonio. Fastball hit to the shortstop. Runner broke on contact. Throw comes in, and Verdung is tagged out. Verdung tried to go headlong in, went right into the tag of Delgado. Ended up being a very strong tag from the backstop, but no ill will harbored either side. Verdung coming in hard. Delgado was trying to move to the position. That's baseball. Verdung's the second out on the fielder's choice. Even with one out, Verdung breaking on contact. Green Jackets like to be aggressive. It just happened to be right at Adrian Santana, and he got the out at the plate. It's a 3-1 game now. Bottom of the seventh inning, Cam McGee takes a fastball in the dirt. Stevens allowing the run on the wild pitch, which is the first run he's allowed outright in his last four appearances, earned or otherwise. Cam McGee is 1 for 3, a single, a stolen base, and 2 strikeouts. No such thing as too many runs in this situation. Fastball misses out. 2 balls and no strikes. Phillip continues to throw. It'll be Bo Phillip for the eighth, trying to back up what has happened so far between Delaney and McDonough. 7 innings of one-run baseball with just 2 hits. Cam takes a fastball low and in, ball 3. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets turn it over to Jeremy Reyes for his third professional start and the first one at home. Be exciting for the home crowd to see the 18-year-old righty, who drew a lot of fanfare when he got called up very quickly from the FCL. 3-0, McGee swings so hard he goes down to a knee. Fastball below the zone. If you give Cam McGee the green light, he's going to take advantage. Came up empty, but he looked like he wanted to send that ball into orbit. McGee's got 1 home run this year. It came on his 22nd birthday out in Fayetteville. 3-1, misses low and inside, so McGee works the walk anyway. Chucks the bat to the side in disgust. He wanted to swing. But McGee's on for the second time, a single and a walk today. Time is called. Anderson Delgado is going out to the mound, and so is the pitching coach, Levy Romero. Will Stevens has allowed 2 hits and a walk in the inning, struck out 1, got the out at the plate on the fielder's choice. Green Jackets have two on, two out, and one run home for Cade Kern, who's one for three. Jeremy Reyes will match up tomorrow against the lefty Drew Dowd, who has been very solid this season. Dowd, one of those arms who you always feel as though you have a chance. He's 0-4 this year, but an ERA south of 4, 3.92 to be precise. The command is strong. The hit per nine is a bit higher than you'd like it to be. Now, the Green Jackets do not hit lefties well at all and have lost their last four games against left-handed starters, so something has to give. We'll see reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week Didier Fuentes take the ball for Augusta on Thursday with an extra day of rest against Gary Gil Hill. Slider misses high. Kern's ahead 1-0. Gil Hill had a solid claim to the spot that Fuentes is occupying as well. Gary Gil Hill has been incredible his last few outings. Kern ahead 1-0. Two on, two out, and Cade takes a mighty swing, fouling it back off of his leg, 1-1. Fastball running towards the inside corner. Kern over top of it and just knocking it back. Celedonio at second after reaching on the fielder's choice where Verdung was cut down at the plate. McGee just working a five-pitch walk. He's at first. Slider misses out. Good take from Cade Kern. A breaking ball that we've seen him swing at plenty early in the season. Kern has cut down the swing and miss. Left the yard on Sunday. On base once again today. Two aboard. Green Jackets have scored one run in three of seven innings, but have not had a multi-run inning yet this week. Slider off. Three balls and a strike on Kern now. If Kern gets aboard, Noah Williams would get to bat, potentially with the bases loaded. River Dogs only now getting a man moving in the bullpen. 3-1 delivery. Fastball. Kern cuts over top of it. Another pitch below the zone. That would have been ball four. We saw McGee go after that sinking fastball on 3-0. Now Kern takes a mighty swing on 3-1. Count full. Both Celedonio and McGee will be moving on the delivery. Green Jackets looking to add more. Payoff pitch is ball four. Kern draws the second walk in as many batters. Between himself and McGee, the bases are loaded with two outs, and Noah Williams is up to swing. Couple line drive outs for Williams. He's also walked. Both times he's gone to the backside. Switch hitter has been much better from the left side than the right this season. And now Noah Williams has a chance to potentially break this game wide open. These two teams, the exact same record in the second half and in the season as a whole. They've played very similar styles over the last few weeks. Williams takes a fastball in the inner third, nothing in one. Run well. Decent starting pitching, and hope your offense can find something against the bullpen. Jackets up 3-1. The wild pitch from Stevens, bringing home Sanchez, who singled for the third time today. 0-1 to Williams. Inside corner once again, nearly the same exact spot. On the inner fringes, Williams was looking away from himself, getting burnt inside. Green Jackets have left the bases loaded once already this evening. Williams trying to avoid a similar fate. 0-2 fastball fouled away. Long swing from Williams for an 0-2 cut. That was a challenge fastball if ever there was one. Stevens just chucking 95 down the center and daring Williams to get on time. Celedonio third, McGee second, Kern first. Good speed at second on a ball to the outfield. 0-2 chop foul down the first baseline. Pass first base coach Connor Justice. We'll go retrieve that up near the tarp and flip it into the seats. It's going to be a hot one all week, so if you can come to the ballpark, we certainly encourage you to make sure you stay hydrated, and we'd love to have you out. It's going to be a good week here, but if not, you know where to find us all week long. 0-2, fastball, a late swing and a miss from Williams, and he's down swinging. Two strikeouts start and close the seventh inning for Stevens, but the Green Jackets add one, a single, a double, and a wild pitch. And the Green Jackets will turn it over to Bo Phillip for the top of the eighth, leading 3-1.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets will make another Georgia 811 call to the bullpen. Make sure wherever you are, whoever you are, you call 811 before you dig. It's Bo Phillip coming on for the 16th appearance out of the pen. 0-3 and 28 and two-thirds, a 5.34 ERA for the right-hander out of Oregon State. He'll be greeted by the top of the order. Carlos Colmenares takes a fastball high and outside. Phillip, four-seam, two-seam, changeup, and slider. Primarily fastball and breaking ball. I'll see a whole bunch of lefties here. Colmenares takes the two-seam fastball off the outside corner. Colmenares 0 for 2 with a walk and a strikeout. Phillip always out of the stretch. River Dogs looking for some late offense. Colmenares a mighty cut. Flares it down the left field line and over the berm all the way out of play. Two balls and a strike on the designated hitter Colmenares out of Venezuela. He stands wide in the left-handed box. Infield plays him slightly to pull. Late on a fastball, 2-2. Phillip, 89-92 with the four-seam and the two-seam. Gets good arm side run on both pitches. The two-seam has a bit more sink to it than the four-seam does. Likes to use the four-seam up in the zone, especially to lefties. McGee now backs away from covering the bunt, the 2-2 slider. Taken all the way into the knees. Colmenares watching that one drop into the mitt, bending his knees as he did so. It ends up below the legs, and the count's full. Phillip looking to avoid the dreaded leadoff walk out of the bullpen. Two-run lead to protect, 3-1. Softly hit back to the mound. Phillip snares it and flips it lazily over to first. Bo Phillip was a defense-first shortstop for 5 seasons in this organization, so he had no problem making the routine play there, and it's out number one. Colmenares 0 for 3. Adrian Santana has suffered the same affliction. Santana's 0 for 3 this evening. Two ground outs to second and a strikeout swinging. First look at Bo Phillip for Adrian Santana. And it's fouled back mightily. There's folks in those suites and it nearly took somebody's head off. Went right over the lady's head. Gentleman tried to make a catch. And it hit the window instead. Off-speed misses in, a ball and a strike. Santana, when he gets on, he's a problem. Tied for second in the Carolina League in steals. Fouls it away, 1-2. He's 28 of 30. If you ask him, it should be 29. He's been very adamant with anyone who will talk to him about his steals that one of the two times he was caught, he was not. Don't think that changes things, but you love the confidence in a young base stealer. Ball and two strikes on Santana. Hasn't been able to put that speed to use yet. Slider on the ground to first. He'll race to the bag here. Verdung flips it to Phillip, and Bo beats the runner to there. Two up, two down in the eighth. Pair of routine ground balls off the bat of Colmenares and Santana. And it's Elise Barriott. Barriott came in as a defensive replacement for Angel Mateo. Barriott to left. Diaz went out to center field in the replacement. Charleston's had plenty of guys that have been banged up already this year. That's the last thing they need. You hope Mateo's all right, and it was simply precautionary. Fastball up to 95 as Bo Phillip shows a little bit of extra velo here in the eighth and finds the corner. Barriott has struck out and grounded out to second base. And the righty hits it softly to the shortstop, Figueroa. Figgy swallows. Low throw. Good stretch for Verdung, and he kept his foot on the bag. Will Verdung able to hold the line? First base coach Ronnie Richardson doesn't like it. He's asking for an appeal, and it doesn't look like he's going to get one. Bo Phillip goes 1-2-3, and it looks like another call to the bullpen for the River Dogs as the Green Jackets try to add to this lead one more time.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Seth Chavez will make his second appearance in the last 3 days and fourth in the last 7 ball games. Chavez threw 3 times against Lynchburg, took a no decision in each of them, 3 innings across 3 games, a hit, 4 Ks, no runs or walks. Last time out, he faced just 2 batters, allowed 1 hit and 1 strikeout, and got out of the inning. This will be appearance number 19. Chavez 0-3, a 2.63 ERA. He'll face Godman, Figueroa, and Drake in the bottom of the 8th. Green Jackets leading 3-1, out hitting the River Dogs 9-2. Godman had his first home run of the season last time up. He takes a similarly large swing and pops it up on the first base side. Wu Shin in foul territory. Makes the catch, 1 pitch, 1 out for Chavez. Undrafted free agent out of Kentucky. Saw his alma mater make it all the way to Omaha before getting bounced in the final few rounds. Congrats to the Tennessee Volunteers for getting themselves a victory. Always got to trust in Tony Vitello. Leiker Figueroa has walked, been hit by a pitch, and flown out. His last couple weeks have been like this. Not a ton of hits located, but he gets on base quite a bit. First pitch slider called a strike. Chavez has a fastball, curveball, changeup, and cutter. That looked like the curveball out of the 2. Figueroa and then Drake against Chavez. Green Jackets will be protecting at minimum a 2-run lead entering the top of the 9th. Curveball bouncers in 1-1. Chavez, a very quick, very audible profanity at his misfortune in his eyes. Return throw from Delgado got all the way back to second base. It was under the mitt of Chavez. He just let it sit there. Finally, the shortstop Santana came over and flipped it out of play. Even count 1-1 on the 9-man. Figueroa's been on twice in 3 tries. And he takes a fastball low, sinking into that front leg. Trying to put a man on for Isaiah Drake, who's 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Figueroa could be a potential insurance run if he can get aboard. 2-1, fastball throttled straight back off the top of the netting and back onto the field of play. Figueroa a bit frustrated with that swing. Felt that he had more he could accomplish with that. Leiker will step off, use his timeout. Wipes the sweat from the brow underneath the black helmet, now ready to go against Chavez. Chavez holds the glove up underneath the left ear like he's trying to hear the pitch comm signs. From the stretch, the 2-2. Fastball below the knees, ball 3. Figueroa sinking so deeply into that front leg once again, it looks like it's right at the kneecaps, but in fact, it was about a ball below the zone. Good call by umpire Frank Jones to not be fooled by the movement of the hitter. K Count full on Figueroa, who has a chance to get on freely for the third time. And he will not. Goes down swinging on the high pitch. Figueroa down twice in four tries. Retired by Chavez, who's two up, two down himself. Isaiah Drake digs in. He can create a rally in himself and himself alone. Get on base, and he's immediately in scoring position wherever he is. River Dogs will have 4, 5, and 6. Diaz, Delgado, and Shin in a 3-1 game, unless Augusta can add here. Chavez's first pitch to Drake is popped up on the third base side. Paguero drifting over, trying to find the fence, reaches back and makes the catch. Chavez fell as he delivered that fastball, but got the out. Drake is retired, and we will move on to inning number 9. Green Jackets trying to start the home half of the second half with a victory and move back to 500 on the young second portion of the season.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's and Shake.
Three runs on 8 hits, 9 hits now with no errors for the Green Jackets. 1 run on 2 hits with no errors for the River Dogs. Adele Delaney in his first start at the single A level goes 4 innings, strikes out a career high 8 with 1 hit and 1 walk. LJ McDonough allowed a solo home run, and that was it in 3 innings. Worked around 4 walks of his own. John Diaz, who had that home run, leads off the 9th against Bo Phillip and takes a fastball at the knees. Phillip trying to earn his first save in professional baseball. 0-for-2 in save attempts so far this season. Went 1-2-3 in the 8th. Diaz bounces it quickly to first. Verdung flips it to Phillip, and Bo Phillip has retired all 4 batters he's faced on ground balls. It's been a busy day around the Braves affiliate system of organizations. FCL lost 7-1 in 5 against the Twins. It was supposed to be a doubleheader, but the rain shortened it up. FCL Braves are now 9-26. Just not a lot of pitching down there right now. DSL Braves lost 1-0 against the DSL Rays. So a handful of Rays and Braves affiliates clashing across different levels this evening. First pitch slider finds the inside corner to Anderson Delgado. Rome up 9-3 on Winston-Salem. Mitch Ferris, our old friend, dropping back down from Mississippi to take the mound for the Emperors today. Mississippi's up 4-0 on Montgomery, and Gwinnett's up 5-1 on Memphis. Whole lot of good games at the full-season affiliate for the Jackets. Brothers in arms amongst the system of the Atlanta Braves. Slider misses low 1-1. Delgado a flyout and 2 strikeouts back-to-back against both DeLaney and McDonough. He pulls off the fastball out 1-2. Phillip getting a little bit of arm side action and pulls the string on Delgado. Ball and 2 strikes on the young backstop. 2-run game in the 9th. Green Jackets leading 3-1. Offense has been held decently quiet, but the pitching is more than kept up. Delgado went around on the high fastball, and he's down stringing. 3rd strikeout of the night for Delgado. 1st of the evening for Bo Phillip. Went up to 95. Tied for the hardest pitch he's thrown this evening. Delgado can't stop the bat. 1 out left to get. Braves got postponed today, so all eyes across the affiliates of systems. Plenty of good games, plenty of movement. With a lot of transactions coming this week at the full season level. Wu Shin is the last hope for Charleston squad, and he can't stop the bat on a fastball that was probably on the inside corner anyway. Check swing. Frank Jones says he went around 0-1. Shin has struck out and walked twice, also stole two bases. Slider, outside corner, nothing and two. Phillips found a rhythm. Getting right back on that rubber. One pitch away from save number one in the pro career. A deep breath, and he brings the tan glove to the belt. 0-2. Fastball, high and inside. Fastball up to 94. Phillip, after the slider, was trying to speed the bat up and then slow it down on Shin. Still ahead, 1-2. Here comes Bo Phillip. Fastball does not get the call on the corner. Looked like he painted up 95. The fans here certainly agree at SRP Park. Was right on the black, according to the Hawkeye strike zone. Two balls and two strikes. Shin has worked the count even, just trying to pass the baton here. Slider in the dirt from 0-2 to 3-2. Green Jackets have seen some stretching in their own bullpen. Heomar Diaz has been moving around a little bit, but Phillip, for now, it's his ball game, as it should be, given what he's done so far. Retired all five batters he's faced. He's run the count full on Wu Shin. 3-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth. Fouled back. Shin, a quick swing through the bat. And whipping the stick through the zone just in time. Phillip will have to do it at least one more time. We'll see pitch number 7 in the AB. Shin standing open in the right-handed box. Phillip from the stretch. 3-2 pitch one more time. Fastball, strike three swinging. Shin goes down, and the Green Jackets have themselves a series opening W. Adele Delaney, LJ McDonough, and Bo Phillip combined to allow just two hits and one run in nine innings as they open up play against the River Dogs in the second half with a 3-1 victory. Green Jackets now 2-2 in the second half, 29-40 overall, and 14-19 at home here at SRP Park. Charleston falls to 28-41, 1-3 in the second half, and they are now 14-22 away from the Joe. Take a look at the final lines one time before we give you the winning and losing pitchers. For Charleston, one run on two hits with no errors and five left on base. They did draw five walks, but were unable to cash in. And the Green Jackets, three runs on eight hits with no errors. The Green Jackets left 10 on base, including leaving the bases loaded twice. But it did not matter. They got just enough offense to get the win. LJ McDonough gets the W out of the pen. McDonough is now 2-2 on the season. LJ going three innings, one hit, one run, four walks, and two Ks, but the only man that came around was John Diaz with a solo homer. McDonough gets his first win since June 5th. Angert Garcia gets the loss out of the pen. Garcia is now 1-4 on the year, and as we mentioned, it's the first professional save for Bo Phillip. Adele Delaney, who will be your it guy of the game, brought to you by Premier Networks. Four innings, just one hit, a walk, and eight strikeouts. Delaney, in his first start at the full season level, was phenomenal. Allowed a walk to start the game and then retired 11 consecutive batters. John Diaz had a single with two outs in the fourth, and Delaney bounced right back to strike out the next man he saw. Adele, nearly flawless. When you get thrown into that spot start position, you never fully know what you're going to get. But if you can get that win today, with Delaney, McDonough, and Phillip all carving through this Charleston offense, that has to give a bit of confidence to Winston Sawyer and Elvin Nina. Offensively, the Green Jackets doing just enough, a little bit of manufacturing. First runner of the game came home, bases loaded, nobody out. Wilver Dunn grounds into a 5-3 double play. The run scored, but it certainly killed off what could have been future momentum. The Green Jackets, though, got some big-time insurance, and they needed it from Jacob Godman. Worked an 8-pitch at bat. And on pitch number 8, a fastball right down the center from the reliever Hernandez. Luis Hernandez left 92 down the middle, and Jacob Godman did not miss it. 390-some feet away from home plate, he gets his first home run of the season. Out to deep left center field. A long shot for Godman made it 2-0, and despite the home run late from Diaz, Green Jackets got an extra run on a wild pitch, and that was all they needed. Tomorrow we'll be back live at 6:55 for a 7:05 first pitch here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Drew Dowd, the lefty, takes the ball for the Dogs, and Jeremy Reyes making his SRP Park debut. Come on out, be with us in whatever platform you so choose to take a gander at the 18-year-old who has been phenomenal through his first two starts in Augusta. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thank you so much for being with us. Green Jackets back in the win column to start off the week against the Charleston River Dogs.